I tell you all of this to tell you that everything in God's Word that we're going to talk about today means what it says. It means what it says. Now we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 2 and start with verse 1. In Proverbs 2, we're going to see some of the things that God says will either kill you or give you long life. And you can have it your way, either way you want it. But I think I'll take the long life and the health. He says, my son, in Proverbs chapter 2, my son, if you will receive my words and hide my commands with you. Now then, this is a real secret of hiding God's word in your heart. Now, I love to brag on my little, I call her my granddaughter, of course she's not my granddaughter, but Kathy's Caitlin now has over 1,000 scriptures committed to memory. 14. Just turned 14. And has 1,000 scriptures hidden in her heart. Now, I bet you there's not one of us in this room, including me probably, that could sit here and quote 1,000 verses, and that little girl's 14 years old. Now, what did God say here? My son, if you will receive my words and hide my commands with you. Now, see, that's what she's doing. She's hiding those words in her heart. And what is it that made the difference in me when I begin to hide these words in my heart? It changed the way I do it. So that thou incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. How many of us in here think that we need wisdom? You notice I held up both hands. I really need a lot. I need wisdom. But the Word of God is very clear. If any man or woman, any person lacks wisdom, they should ask God, who gives liberally to all without finding fault. But when you ask, you must ask in faith. How much wavering?
None.
No wavering. There again, God, not only is he not going to heal your body if you don't believe him, he's not going to give you wisdom. That's what he's talking about in James chapter 1, verse 5, 6, and 7. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. But this is how you learn what God is like and how he does things. Because the average person don't see God like the Word shows him. But he says, but let him ask in faith, how much wavering? What does it mean, nothing wavering? Zero? Now, you know God's a loving God. He would never do me that way. But he says he will in his Word, won't he? Now, see, you ask people what they think about God, and what do they tell you? What they think about God. I mean, how would you get faith? Well, you know, I guess I could ask God. Do you believe he'd give it to you? Well, maybe. I hope he will. Maybe if it's his will. Ain't none of that lines up with the Word, is there, Sandra? Not any of it. I mean, when any man lacks wisdom, let him ask God, and God's going to give it to you liberally, but you have to have no wavering. Look what he says there. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Verse 7. For let not that man or woman, think that he or she shall receive anything from the Lord. How many of you, when you pray, would like to see God answer every time? Man, that's me too. I love it when he answers every time. In fact, the other day, Michael, after I got so tickled at him and Gracie, his lovely little bride, when he come up here to give his testimony about how that he was hurting, he was doing some mudding in the bathroom, and his back's killing him. And I think his wife was the one that mentioned, we did learn that God says if two of us on earth agree about anything, he'll do it. And he says, you know, that's true. And so they stopped and repented of all sin, and they prayed the prayer of faith. And well, the other day, Michael's faith has grown so since he's seen his own self get healed, just with him and his wife doing what God said. The other night, they were here, and Scott was back here standing there with his back hurting him. And Michael said, well, let me pray for you. And he prayed, and what happened? He got healed too. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, I know all this is just a coincidence. You know, just happened that the instant you prayed, your back quit hurting. No, you ain't never going to believe that no more, are you? Isn't it amazing? When we start doing things God's way, does he show up?
Yes.
Yes, he shows up. But for let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. When you don't believe, when you have just a little bitty bit of doubt, what's going to happen? According to the Word, you ain't going to get nothing. Is that what he said? You know why you hear me when I pray for you say, now I guarantee it's done. Why do you think I say that? Because if I say, well, maybe it'll happen. That's what we're going to do. We need to learn in the church to start doing things in faith. And how are we going to do it if we don't hide this wonderful word in our heart? You know, as I was talking to Kathy, her daughter, Caitlin, when she was talking about this 1,000 verses, Kathy was telling me that she teaches a little group of children, young girls, and she said, Pastor, I have some little girls in my class that's as young as 4 that already have 50 verses committed to memory. If that one little woman, Kathy, if she keeps teaching them little girls, we're going to have an army of little girls out there that knows who they are in Christ, right? If you get a 4-year-old that already knows 50 verses, you know, that puts all of us probably in this church to shame. You know that? It really does. 50 verses. And, of course, when it comes to 1,000, oh, my goodness gracious. You know, whenever I make a statement, I quote my favorite 100 verses. And somebody wrote me a letter the other day and said, would you write down your favorite 100 verses and send them to me? I wrote back and told him, no, because my favorite 100 would be different than my favorite 100 tomorrow. I may speak a healing school and I may speak scriptures for 4 solid hours. Call for things, but you come to the one next month and it ain't going to be just like the one last month. I use different verses. I don't use the same thing. So I don't have a given favorite 100. I got a favorite 100 this Saturday, and then next month, some of them may be different. I may use 10 or 20 of those over again, but I may use a lot of them totally different. So I don't know how many scriptures I got hidden in my heart. I really don't know how to count them, but I got a few. And I wished I had 10 times as many, I'll tell you for sure. Because if I don't believe God, if I have any doubt in my heart, I'm not going to get anything from the Lord according to Scripture. And so that's what's wrong with us today. We don't know Scripture. The other day, there was a group of atheists that was invited to speak on a radio show, and it was only atheists. You know, they had a half a dozen of these guys that are all up there saying, there is no God. You know, I mean, everything, you know, there's a scientific answer for everything. There is no God. And I thought, you know, what is wrong with this picture when we take a half a dozen Christians and they start talking about something, they say, equal time, we need equal time, we want these atheists on there. I thought, I'd love to have been on there with those 6 guys. Yeah, I don't need 6. I just need 1. Just me. Me and Jesus is a majority in any group. You know that? Yes. You and Jesus is a majority. When you're tested like that, the Lord says, don't even worry about what you're going to say. Oh, the Spirit of God that lives in you, He'll talk through you. He'll talk through you. And so all you got to do is say, open my mouth, Lord, and let it come out. And I guarantee, in other words, if you don't believe that Jesus is real, you ought to just hang around and see what happens at the Living Savior Ministries in 1 week. I mean, we see people get healed, everything. And, you know, we get all kinds of requests to pray for people. And some of the things, just like, for instance, I had somebody write me just recently and said, we got a baby that's sick, and we want you to come pray for the baby. And so they said, my daughter and her live-in boyfriend, they're not married, and they are living together. He wants to get married, and she don't want to get married. And so they want to know what they need to do. I told them, I said, the first thing you got to do is you got to, both of them's got to stop sinning. They got to stop having sex together. If they want that baby to die, just keep living together. I said, you're breaking God's rule, and He is judging you. And I mean, the average church member don't no more believe that than they can fly without them wings. But when I tell them, I said, read the story in 2 Samuel 12 about King David. King David committed adultery with Bathsheba. And what happened to the baby? It was carried full term, and then it was born, and then the baby got sick. And it died in a week. And who did it say killed the baby? The what? It says the Lord did that? But you know, God's a loving God. He would never kill a little baby. But He did, didn't He? And the Scripture clearly says, and the Lord struck the child with sickness, and it died in 1 week. And so then the curse didn't stop there either, did it? Then the prophet came in and said, now David, because of your sin. Now can you imagine him putting that bony finger in my face? Because of your sin, looking at me, saying your sin, because your sin, now all these other children you got by all these other wives, he had several wives, said your children are now going to rape each other, they're going to kill each other because of your sin. And then the wives, all the women that you have that are wives, although they didn't do anything wrong, I'm going to have those women raped on the housetops and the street corners for everybody to see, so that what you done in secret, I will do openly. Now let me tell you what. if a man reads the Word of God and learns that God is like that, if he would go out and commit any kind of adultery with a woman he ain't married to, he's got a loose screw up there somewhere. You know that? If he would do something like that, and it would cause the baby that he brought into the world to die, to never have a chance, and then the children he'd already brought in that are grown, they start killing each other and raping each other and murdering each other, and then the wives that you had, that you loved, that had all your children for you, they were going to get beat up on by men on the street corners and raped. If you thought that was going to happen to your entire family, if you got a brain, you wouldn't do that, would you? But King David did that. If God's like that, the scripture says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So is he the same back when he did what he did to King David as he is today? There's no difference in God, is there, sir? He don't ever change. So if God tells us what he will do, that's just like I was in the bank the other day, and this little lady behind the counter there said, would you talk to this one lady? I didn't know who she was. Said, would you show Thurman that picture? And so I didn't know what she was talking about. She showed me a picture on her phone. And it's a little baby. I said, oh, it's a little baby. I said, what's wrong with it? She said, it passed away. I said, that little baby died? And she said, yes, it was my granddaughter's baby. I said, oh, I said, gee, well, I said, how's her and her husband taking this? She said, she's not married. And I thought, wow. And so I didn't say anything. I didn't know the lady. I just turned back to do my business at the window with the girl. And she said, Mr. Scrivener, do you believe every time something bad happens to us, it's because of sin? I said, absolutely. I mean, the scripture clearly says that if we obey God, that nothing will happen to us. So I said, you know, yes, that baby died because of that woman's sin and the man's sin. It's just like David and Bathsheba. Just tell her, she says, Mr. Scrivener, you know God's a loving God. He would never hurt anybody. I said, it's obvious, honey, you have not read the Bible. Oh, yes, she said, I have read the Bible. I said, let me go back to the beginning of the Bible. In the first 1,000 years, what did God do to that group of people that lived that first 1,000 years? She said, well, there was a great flood. I said, so who caused the flood? Wow, she said, I guess God had to do that, didn't he?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled All We Need Is Jesus, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.